Welcome to Storytime. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. Have you ever attended the funeral of someone you love? Can you think of anything more sad than having to face the death of a loved one? Perhaps you've asked, why do people have to die? Adam and Eve, the first two people God had created, must have been heartbroken to hear the news that their son Abel had died. He had been killed by his brother Cain. Surely what grieved Adam and Eve the most was seeing their sin continue on through their son Cain. Romans 5:12 says, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Adam and Eve remembered the happy, perfect world before they had disobeyed God. There was no sin. Therefore, there was no decay, disease, or death. But when Adam and Eve sinned against God, they spoiled God's perfect world for themselves and for everyone who would come after them. That includes you and me today. You too have broken God's laws. Saying ugly things when you are angry, not obeying your parents, even thinking mean things, are all ways you and I have sinned and broken God's laws. God says that the wages or payment of sin is death. We must all die in our bodies, but those who continue in their sin will suffer eternal death and separation from God. The good news is that our loving Creator has provided a way to be forgiven of your sin and to escape that eternal death. The Lord Jesus Christ, God's perfect Son, willingly came down to earth and gave His life to take our punishment for sin. When the Jewish religious leaders and Roman soldiers put the Lord Jesus to death, Jesus never used the power He had to fight against them. Why not? Jesus had already planned to die. He gave His precious blood and life so you and I could be forgiven of our sin. The Lord Jesus humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Romans 5:17 says, for as by one man, Adam's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one, that's Jesus, shall many be made righteous. Now the Lord Jesus is risen from the dead and He's in heaven. When you believe in Jesus and ask Him to forgive your sins, Jesus will not only forgive your sins, but He'll make you righteous in the sight of God and give you His eternal life. Even though sin continues through you and me and every person that's born, isn't it wonderful news that you and I can be forgiven? What a sad thing that Cain never asked for God's forgiveness for his sin. The Bible tells us that Cain married, and I can just hear some of you boys and girls asking, well, where did Cain get his wife? Read on in Genesis 5, 3-4, and you'll see that Adam lived to be 930 years old, and that he had more sons and daughters. Cain would have married one of his sisters. That sounds strange to us. But it was not until later that God's laws forbade this practice. Scientists who believe the Bible say that in the beginning, people didn't have all the genetic or physical problems we know of today. The Bible tells us Cain married, had children, and even built a city. We also read that some of his great-grandchildren played musical instruments. Some were skilled workers with bronze and iron. Does this sound very different from what you've heard? Perhaps you've been taught that all people in the beginning were cavemen, those ape-like creatures with very poor intellect. The evidence in God's Word is that in the beginning people were very intelligent. While it's true that there have always been people all over the world that live in caves for one reason or another, even today, there is no proof that there was ever a time when everyone lived in caves and had inferior intellect. Although Cain's family line seemed to be an industrious, intelligent people, yet there's no mention that they walked with God. Does that sound like people today? Even many who say they know the Lord Jesus live only to please themselves. If you have believed on the Lord Jesus as your Savior, God wants you to walk with Him. To walk with God means to be living to please God and not ourselves. God loves you so much, and He wants to have close friendship with you. He created you and saved you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Do you really love God? 2 John 6 says, "And this is love, that we walk after His commandments." When you spend time with God, praying and reading and obeying His word, you are walking with Him. As you walk with the Lord, He will work out His wonderful plan for your life. If you have believed on the Lord Jesus, remember, God wants you to walk with Him daily. All through the history of the world, God has longed to have people walk with Him. Sadly, it was in the beginning of the world as it is today. Most people do not choose to walk with God. It seems Cain's family line chose not to walk with God. Seth was the third son born to Adam, the son after Cain. The Bible does not give any names of Adam's other sons and daughters. It may surprise you to know how long people lived back then. Remember, Adam lived 930 years. His son Seth lived 912 years, and some of their descendants lived even longer. God granted many more years to people's lives back then, didn't He? Some scientists who believe the Bible say that perhaps the climate in the newly created world was much healthier and allowed people to live longer. In Genesis 5:24, we read something special about Adam's great-great-great-great-grandson Enoch. How many greats is that? Four. Great, 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 great grandson of Adam was a man named Enoch. And the Bible says of him, Enoch walked with God. Enoch had a close friendship with God. The book of Jude also tells us that Enoch was a prophet and that he told the people about a day when the Lord Jesus would come to bring judgment upon sin. With most people around him not caring about God and busy with their selfish living, do you think it was easy for Enoch to tell them about God and His coming judgment? No doubt many made fun of Enoch, but still, Enoch walked with God. If you are God's child, God wants you to walk with Him. You may see others who say they're Christians, who live only for their education, or to make money, or to have fun. But the God who created you and saved you is calling you to walk with Him daily. Walking with God means staying in close friendship with Him. God loves you so much. You can show your love for Him by praying and reading and obeying His word. Remember, 2 John 6 says, "And this is love, that we walk after His commandments." Do you seek to please the Lord in your life, at home, at school, at play, and at work? Do you tell others about Jesus? Sometimes as you make decisions in your life, it may be hard for you to know what would please the Lord. Asking the question, "What would Jesus do?" may help you understand what you should do. Remember, if you're God's child, God wants you to walk with Him daily. Very little is recorded about Enoch in the Bible, but we find the most important thing we need to know about him. Enoch walked with God. Although Enoch only lived 365 years, his son Methuselah lived longer than any other person in the history of the world, 969 years. Methuselah would have been about 300 years old when an amazing thing happened to his father Enoch. Genesis 5:24 says simply, "And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Enoch did not have to suffer death. God just moved Enoch from his earthly home to his heavenly home without dying. Today, while you and I are enjoying Enoch's story, Enoch is enjoying heaven, eternity, walking with God. If you know the Lord Jesus, are you daily walking with God? It is important to study and work diligently, but the most important thing is to keep walking with God daily. God gives you life and breath, and God has saved you from eternal death. He loves you so much and wants you to walk with Him daily so He can work His perfect plan for you. Will you this week pray, read, and obey God's word and tell others about Him? Keep that close friendship with God, and He'll work out His wonderful plan in your life. And keep 2 John 6 in your heart. And this is love, that we walk after His commandments. If you've never believed in the Lord Jesus, won't you begin your walk with God today? The first step is to believe on the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Go now to How to Be a Child of God. That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.